Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nashnata Patyam
Evanam
Yadhayo
Abhivavanti
Hi
Evam
Niyamakrit
Raja
Shanai
Shemaya
Kaupate
Nasnatak Patyam
Evanam
Vyadhayo
Bhivavanti Hi
Evam Niyamakrid
Raja
Shanaikshe Maya Kaupate
Nasnatak
Patyam
Evanam
Vyadhayo
Bhivavanti
Hi
Evam
Niyamakrit
Raja
Shanaikshe
Maya
Kaupate
Nasnatak
Patyam
Evanam
Vyadhayo
Bhivavanti
Hi
Evam
Niyamakrit
Raja
Shanaikshe
Maya
Kaupate
Annam, Annam, not Annam. Yes, Nasa Patam Evanam. Double S.
Thank you. One who does not eat. Patyam, eatables. Eva, indeed. Annam, food grains. Vyadayaha, different types of disease. Abhibhavanti, happens. He, indeed. Evam, similarly. Niyamakrit, following regulative principles. Rajan, O king. Shanai, gradually. Shemaya, toward curing. Kalpate, is understood. Translation. My dear king, the pure, uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician is suitable for a diseased person. If the patient continues eating such food, the infection of disease cannot touch him. For although diseased, he gradually advances on the path toward cure. Similarly, if one follows the regulative principles of preliminary knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contamination.
So, Parikshit Maharaj, he prayaschittam asopatam, he rejected this prayaschitta policy. I do something wrong, and just like in your country it is very, you make a little mistake in driving car and you get a ticket. You go to the police and give some fine. But you should be careful. No, again ticket. Again ticket. So this is condemned by Parikshit Maharaj that we can do mistake once or twice. But what is this? I go on committing mistake and the ticket, police ticket is there and again find, pay fine and again do the same mistake again and again. Puna puna charpisa charvanana. Better be careful that is being prescribed. That asmata pottam evanna. Pottam means just suitable for your health. Such kind of foodstuff you should eat. If you don't eat, then you'll fall sick. You cannot avoid eating. That is essential for maintaining the body. But if you eat everything, whatever you like, then you cannot be good. The example is given that if we do not carefully leave, we shall be liable to the punishment. But people do not care for punishment. Oh, we shall see later. Now let me enjoy. This is the modern civilization means they do not care for next life or hellish condition of life. They do not care. They do not believe. It is great relief. If I think that there is next life and I will have to suffer for my sinful activity, then life becomes very difficult. Extravagance. Better don't accept this. There is no life. Then go on doing whatever you like. This is modern situation. But that is very irresponsible life because from the Shastra we understand by practical experience also just he, the boy, cannot go to school and he is not educated, then his future life is very dark. And a boy has to become a young man. A boy who says, no, no, I am not going to be a young man. I will remain a boy and go on playing all day. Don't go to school. Don't take education. That is not the fact. The fact is, tathādehāntara prāti, Krishna says, any practical experience, so we must be very careful for the next life. That is, human life. Cats and dogs, they cannot think of next life. They can do, they also do not do, because they are protected by nature. But when a man comes in the being, becoming a human being, the living entity, he must be responsible. What I am doing, actually we are responsible. So, for the next life, we must be responsible. Janti Deva Brata Deva, this is the life junction. If you like, you can go to the higher planetary system, you can go to the Krishna locals, or lower down in the hills, locals, or you can go to Krishna's. That information we have got from this Shastra. So, human life means responsible, not extravagant. Whatever I like, I do like that kind of. That is not good. And in another place, we shall say, as said also several times, we repeated, Matharuman me jato atmanayam kleshade asadiha. This world is going on, not now, so long the material world is there, the living entities are after sense enjoyment, like a madman. This is the position. Nunam pramat kurute vikarma. They are acting very irresponsibly and all kinds of sinful activities are committing like a madman without any responsibility of life. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. And what were they are doing? That India pitae simply for sanjati. So, Krishna says, manme. This is not good. Why it is not good? I am enjoying life. No, you are not enjoying. Because you have got this material body, there is no question of enjoyment. It is simply suffering. And you are thinking it is enjoyment. That is illusion. That is maya. You are accepting something which is not. So, everyone should be careful that I have got this material body. This is disease. Why I shall get material body? That they do not. From Bhagavad Gita we understand, na hannate hannamane sarire. We are not finished after the body is annihilated. No, destroyed, no. So, we are eternal. That is called Brahma Gyan. Unless one has the Brahma Gyan, that I am not this body, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahma, spirit soul. So, people go on doing all this for irresponsibility, because he does not know. So, we human beings should come to the understanding, that is knowledge, that so long we get this material body, this is my disease, and disease means suffering. Nobody can say that by being diseased I am very happy. not himself. This is main suffering. So, the Shastra says, and I am practically experiencing, that I am eternal. I am changing body every moment. So I am eternal. Why I am put into this condition? Repetition of birth and death. This is intelligence. Unless one comes to this intelligence, he is not human being. Just Shastra Buddhi Kuna Ketidha. So this long thing is going on. So here the example is given that if you live in regulative principle, then you will not suffer from this disease. This disease means this material world. Bhutya, bhutya, pragyat. We accept one kind of body and struggle for existence, suffer so much. Again, we get another body and new chapter of suffering begins. This knowledge is lacking in modern education. And they are very much proud of becoming advanced. Very advanced of God. You have to cure your disease. The whole Vedic civilization is how to cure this disease of repetition of birth and death. That is the problem. All tapasya, all hostilities, penances, they shall be explained next part. Why? Needed. That just to cure this disease, repetition of birth and death. There are no knowledge. So, it is recommended that adhaya badhaya. There are three kinds of miserable conditions. Everyone, not for a particular person, adhati, adhibhoti, adhidvaivi. And as soon as you get this material body, you will have to suffer. So, if you want to stop this suffering, then you must live regulative life. Regulative life is recommended in the next verse. Tapasa, brahmacharyena, samena, cha, damenata, tyagena, sattva-sochambhya, jamena, nyavenava. These are prescribed duties of humanity. What are the prescribed duties? The first prescribed duty is tapasa. They must execute austerities. This is human life. That is everywhere recommended. Rishabdev also recommended. Tapa vidvam putraka jina suddhi sapta. By your boys, don't live like cats and dogs and hogs. Advice. Prayam deho deho bhajam niloki. Kastan kaman arhati vidam. And if I don't work hard, how can I satisfy my senses? At night I must have this intoxication, this woman, this glass, you know. If I don't work hard, how can I gain this enjoyment? So, Rishabdev says, this kind of enjoyment is available to the hogs. It is not very good type of enjoyment, sense gratification. Nāyāna dīha dīha bhājāna jilokhi kastāna kāmāna arhati virvijāna. Virvijāna means the stool-eater. So they are also enjoying by eating stool and having sex without any discrimination. Don't care for mother, sister. So this kind of sense gratification, civilization is there amongst the dogs and hogs. But human life is not meant for that. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity, so that human life, you can stop your repetition of birth and death and come to your eternal life and enjoy blissful eternal life of knowledge. That is the aim of it. Not that, never mind. the education is that university student, and it is said, it is informed that if you live irresponsibly, then you may become dog next life. So they say, what is wrong if I become a dog? This is the result of education. He doesn't care. He is thinking, if I get the life of a dog, I will have no restriction of my next life on this tree. That's it. He is thinking, that is advanced. If now there are restrictions, now unrestrictedly, if I get sex life on the street, they are coming gradually, that advancement. So, this is the position. They do not believe in the next life, and what is with our past and of life, never mind. Everything is very dark. Therefore, unless you take to Krishna consciousness movement, the human civilization is doomed. It is not human civilization. Human civilization is responsible life. Actually, we are being educated, we go to school, to college, to become responsible life. So this responsibility should be how to stop this repetition of birth. And many places this is advice, and that is the only aim of human life. Punarjanma jayaya. I have told many times that when Vishwamitra Muni went to Dasarath Maharaj to take Ramchandra and Lakshman to kill one demon in the forest. Vishwamitra Muni is Brahmana. He was so powerful, he could himself kill that demon. But because he is Brahmana, he is not allowed to kill. Brahmana must be non-violent. So therefore, he went to the Kshatriya, Maharaj Dasara. This is Kshatriya's business. Kshatriya means, Kshat means injury. And Tra means deliver. The Kshatriya's duty is, there is somebody who is creating disturbance, injury to others. It is the government's duty, Kshatriya's duty, to punish him immediately. Or is required to kill him immediately. That is Kshatriya's duty. So, one demon was very much disturbing the rishis in the jungle. So they came to Dasarath Maharaj to get some relief. Khatran vijatran cha parasparatham. He said, my dear king, Dasarath, I come to you for some help. The disturbance is going on. Just like we go to the government for police help if there is some disturbance. This is the duty of the government. Kshatriya. So, we are having sacrifices, penances for the whole humanity. Now we are disturbed. You save us. Aptam vidattam cha parasparatham. This is required. Parasparatham means mutual help. The brahmanas should give advice to the kshatriyas, to the government, and the government, according to the nice, good advice, should maintain the state. In this way there is a peaceful condition of the society. Therefore, there is the institution of varnas, chasut varnamas. Krishna says, I have met this varnasam for the benefit of the whole human society. Although I don't belong to any varnas, Krishna has nothing to do. But to maintain the human society, very peaceful, advancing in spiritual knowledge, this varnasam is required. Therefore, sometimes I become very eager to start the varnasam college. We have nothing to do with varnasam. We Krishna. But we want to see that the whole human society is peaceful. That is our mission. Sarve Sukhinam Bhavantu. This is the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who are servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they should also desire how to do good to the whole human society. A Vaishnava is not only interested for his own benefit is already done. As soon as he's taken shelter of Krishna's lotus, he has nothing desire. Everything is very protected by Krishna. Konte apradhyani hi nami bhaktam. But they work in the human society on behalf of Krishna, so that they may be happy, peaceful, and make progress in spiritual life. That is Vaishnava. And then Vaishnava has nothing to ask. Krishna knows how to help him, how to give him all protection. So he has no anxiety. His only anxiety is, Choche tata vimukhoche tasa maya sukhaya paramut bhavatu vimukha. Vaishnava is anxious to see that these rascals who have forgotten completely his relationship with God, Krishna, and making gorgeous arrangement for living 50 years only, although he is eternal. He is not making any eternal arrangement. I shall live here for 50 years or 60 years as an American or as an Indian. Make me gorgeous arrangement, defense and so on. See, if you defense, then you are going to live for 50, 60 or maximum 100 years. But you are eternal. What you are doing? Are you eternal? That is the mistake of this ability. You may remain as American or Indian for say almost 100 years, but you are not for 100 years. You are eternal. What you are doing for your eternal life? This is our question. But they do not believe in eternal. We don't believe in the next life. But that is the believe or not believe. If some young man says, I'll not become old man, say he may believe or not, he must become. If somebody says, I am not going to die, I don't believe in that. Then you believe or not believe, must die. This is law of nature. How can I avoid it? So this is intelligence. Therefore, we should live very regulated life. And as I am going to say, the Vedic civilization, it's like Vishwamitra, when he went to Maharaj Dasarath, Kshatriya, to get help, Maharaj Dasarath inquired that it's like if we go to a friend, so what is our answer? You are happy with your family, with your children, because you have a family. But here is the same treatment. So what should we inquire, Oi hishtana jatana puna janma jayaya. My dear Vishwamitra Muni, Brahman, I know that you are all trying to get release from repetition of birth and death. Why he has gone to the forest? He has gone to the forest for executing austerity so that next life may be not material but spiritual life. This is the aim of it. The whole human effort, civilization should be conducted with the aim how to stop this repetition of birth and death. This is science. He inquired, he was a Brahmin, they said that you have taken so much trouble that you are living in the forest, you are undergoing meditation and other regulated principles. Why? Punajanmajayaya. To stop next birth. Punajanmajayaya, Buddhist philosophy, punarjanma means they take it that no more birth, but finish this business in a different way. They do not believe that there is next life. But dismantle this material condition of life. That is the Nibbana theory. Because Buddha philosophy was taught not amongst very intelligent persons, eighth class of men. So that is for they are also trying for Purjama. The Christian Lord Christ, he also said that come to kingdom of God. This, not repetition of past here again and again. That is the principle of all religious system. Punarjanmaja. So, it is not for the Hindus, Muslims or Christians. Every human being should try his best how to avoid to get another material. This is the basic principle of civilization. But this can be attained only when you agree to live regularly. Just like we see one, what is called? Repentiness. Every day we go see that. So, one must be repentant for his sinful activities. One must know what are sinful activities. Apart from any other scripture, in Christian scripture, he says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not do this. These are sinful activities. Otherwise, why it is forbidden? Thou shalt not. So people are neglecting. Any religious system, it doesn't matter. For me, don't commit sinful life, you will suffer. If people have made a civilization that there is no life, and you can go on irresponsibly as you like, enjoy life, and never mind if I become a dog, what is wrong? This kind of civilization must be stopped if we remain, want to remain human beings. And if we don't want, if we want to remain as cats and dogs, that is the difference. And if you want to remain as human beings, you must live regulated beings. That we are teaching. Our Krishna Consciousness Movement is teaching regulated life for next spiritual life. Back to home, back to God. This is our mission. Regulated life means sinful life. If we become sinful, irresponsible, then another material body. That is the advice. Nasadu manne jato atmanayam asandapi kesa. As soon as you get another material body, it is trouble. Try to realize this. Therefore, punajjanma jayam, the whole aim should be how to conquer over any material. This is interesting. So, he's recommending Sukadeva Goswami that this regulative life should be conducted first of all, tapasā. Tapasā means, voluntary suffering. That is called tapasā. So voluntary suffering means what is our enjoyment. First of all, let us see. The enjoyment is if we can eat voraciously, eating, and if we can sleep 30 hours, and if we have got sex life without any discrimination, and don't care for defense. That's all. This is enjoyment. Material enjoyment. The tapasā means denying of this. Denying. Eating as much as I require to maintain my body. This is tapasā. Not that voraciously eating. Tapasā means practically not eating. That is tapasā. Not eating. Dhammadas Goswami, he was a very rich man's son. So he showed us the example what is tapasā. He gradually reduced his eating every alternate days a little butter. Raghunandan. And still he was taking 3 times bath. And 100 times, Sankha Purvaka Namaka Ananati, he was offering obeisances flat, 100 times. And taking bath 3 times. Raghunath Das was standing, those who have gone to Radhasundar, we have seen, the extreme thirst. He was very rich man's son. In those days, his father's income was 12 lakhs of rupees. He left his happy home and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and exemplified tapasya, he showed. So tapasya generally means that first thing is that we should reduce our eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. This is called tapasya. Voluntary. Suppose I am accustomed to eat very voraciously, and if I have to execute tapasya, that means I have to reduce my eating to the point of no eating, and that is not possible. But that will create some trouble. But I will accept this trouble. This is called tapasya. I am habituated to sleep so many hours, I have to reduce. Yuktaharo viharas. We don't say don't sleep, but we say reduce sleep as much as possible. Reduce your eating as much as possible. So this is called tapasya. And brahmacharya means completely cessation of sex life. So that is not possible to completely give up eating or completely such life, but make it regulate. That is tapasya. Eating, sleeping, mating, and depends as much as it is required. The aim should be to make it me. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means strictly, brahmacharya means that one should not look upon woman. Oh, here is a very beautiful girl. That is also sex, subtle sex. And to talk frequently, that is also subtle sex. So these things are to be avoided. There are 8 kinds of subtle sex life. This is called brahmacharya. So, according to Vedic Shastra, if one lives with one woman, one man, they are also brahmacharya. Not many. This is, if one cannot give a sex life, let him be satisfied with one man and one woman. That is also tapasya, that is also brahmacharya. But not that jumping from here, there. No. Like monkey. No. This is training. This is training. By nature, according to Vedic civilization, that Vedic civilization is natural life. It is not something artificial or irresponsible life. That is Vedic civilization. Vedic means full of knowledge. Life is full of knowledge. That is called Vedic civilization. It is not a particular time. It's full of knowledge. So, in the Vedic civilization, a woman, if she has no child or son or daughter, she can marry for the second time. Otherwise, she will be enemy of the child. This is practical. If a woman has got child and again she marries, that means voluntarily she becomes enemy of his child. That Chanakya Pandit says, Mata Satru Vicharini. Lilakatta Pita Satru Mata Satru Vicharini. Rupavati Bhajya Satru putra satru apandita is moral in his text. Satru means any. Now, who are enemies within our family? Outside enemies, that is not very, that is natural. Everyone is enemy of the other man. But within the family, if we live with enemies, that is very difficult. So how? Enemies? Who are enemies? That he has discussed. Rinakatta pita sattu. If the father is a great debtor, then he is enemy. Because people will criticize, oh, your father has taken so much money, so much credit, and he is not paying. Why didn't you? So he is enemy. Rinakatta pita sattu. And according to Manusangita law, if he does not inherit him departing from his father, and if his father dies later, then the son has to pay. Because son inherits the property of the father, so he is responsible for the father's death. Never mind he has got anything from the father alone. Therefore, it is said, Rinakatra pita sattru, a father who dies later, then he is enemy. And mata sattru vicharini. Mother, if in the presence of his son marries again, she is enemy. She is enemy. Rinakatra pita sattru, mata sattru vicharini. Vicharini, in the presence of children, one or two, doesn't matter, she becomes enemy. Rinakatra pita sattru, mata sattru, rupavati bhagya sattru. If you have got very beautiful wife, she is also in. Because many men will try to kidnap and you have to remain always anxiety. So, Rupavati Bhajya Sattva, at Putra Sattva Apandita.